Hey there, it's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, a podcast geared towards the things you may be misunderstanding about the difficult relationships in your life. I did not understand it when I was in it, but I definitely understand it now, and I want to share that understanding with you so that you too can find the courage you didn't know you had to make the changes you didn't think you could make. Hey everybody, welcome back. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, Rid Your Life of Toxic People. Thank you for being here and thank you for waiting for the fall podcast lineup. What have I been doing since the last podcast? Well, we had the National Conference, which was a huge success. The 2021 conference dates are already set. So if because of the pandemic or because of your situation, you were not able to make it to the National Conference in September, the next It's Not Normal, It's Toxic National Conference is going to be held March 26th through 28th of 2021. So more details coming on that, but put it on your schedule if you're thinking you want to attend. One more real quick thing. I always offer the podcast listeners a coupon code for a session with me should you want to do a one-on-one session with me. One thing I wanted to just make sure, I have a lot of people that do sessions one time. And I think the reason that the one-time sessions work out really well is because you learn a lot from this podcast, you learn a lot from other podcasts, and you learn a lot from reading things and researching things. But once in a while, you have questions that are specific to your situation. And what I'm finding is people like to gather as much information as they can and then have me answer or help them work through some of the specific things in their situation. So just because you do a one-on-one does not mean you have to continue to work with me, but I do want you to know that one-on-one sessions have been a huge help to many people who are feeling stuck or feeling like there's so many unanswered questions they don't know how to move forward. So if you have been thinking of that, there are 4 sessions available every week for podcast listeners. If you do book it at coachingwithdrheidi.com, make sure as a podcast listener you use the coupon code 25OFF for $25 off of that first one-on-one session. A couple more announcements of things that are happening. Go ahead and stick around at the end of the podcast and I'll let you know a couple different options to work with me and a few things that are going to be going on here at Coaching with Dr. Heidi. The fall podcast lineup topics, I used the feedback that I get from you guys to put some of these topics together. So just to list a few of the upcoming podcast topics, today's is Why Didn't I See It Coming? How do you know if you are actually healing? Are they in-laws or outlaws? With friends like these, what we allow will continue. Why do I find it so hard to find peace? Are we obligated to help those who follow behind us? Character assassination, how do I make my relationship better? And, but they are my parents. So those are the podcast topics we have coming up here before the end of the year. So if any of those seem to hit home, make sure you stay in tune with the podcast sessions as they come out. Today, what I want to talk about is why didn't I see it coming? I think in toxic relationships, whether it's an intimate relationship, whether it is a friendship, whether it is a family type situation, why didn't we see it coming? Why didn't we spot it? How come we couldn't recognize it as something that is unhealthy? Well, when you step into a relationship, or whether you're born into a relationship, or you search out a relationship, when we step into a relationship, we want what's best. You know, we're human beings, we want interaction with other people. So forging relationships is totally normal. And we want what's best. We want the best of the best. We want the best of the best intimate relationships. And we want the best of the best friendships. And we want the best of the best close-knit family situations. We want the fairy tale, right? To the ultimate life with the ultimate partner. After all, isn't that what we're here for? To find our soulmate and live happily ever after. Or to find our best friend and build memories, or to find a great work environment where we can excel at our career. to have the close-knit family where everybody gets along and it's one of the best experiences of your life. But relationships are very tricky, especially in the beginning. You go into relationships hoping it's all going to work out. But at the same time, if it's a new relationship, because you've just met them, we're okay with it if it doesn't work out. We can walk away from those that we don't connect with, who we find we don't really gel with. We can leave the people and the friends that we don't have much in common with, or the ones whose values don't fit ours. It's typically pretty easy to leave behind relationships that in the beginning you don't make a connection. Even though stepping into it you hoped for the best, you realize that because it's new, it may or may not go anywhere. But what if in the beginning of a relationship, one of the parties is not transparent? One of the parties is not honest, nor looking for the same thing as you, but they instead pretend to connect with you. They pretend to have things in common with you. They pretend that their value system fits yours to a T. They pretend that they admire things about you and tell you that they admire things about you. And at this point, because the relationship is new, you don't know that they're pretending, so you feel you have just found the soulmate you've been looking for. You have just found the perfect partner. You have just found someone who is going to be the best friend you've ever had. So if you've just found what you're looking for, why wouldn't we jump into it with 2 feet? After all, they portray every single thing that we've been wanting to find in our life. They portray everything that you told them you were looking for. Why would we not invest in this? It seems like a no-brainer, right? It is in this stage of a relationship that you reveal to them what you want. And it is in this stage of the relationship that they seek to find out information from you. Your desires, your strengths, your weaknesses, your securities, your insecurities. As trust builds between you, you reveal more and more of the things that you carry inside of you. After all, if this is indeed going to be your partner, if this is indeed going to be the best friend you've ever had, if this is indeed going to be the in-laws or the family that you are really trying to connect with, they should know about you, and you should know everything about them. This is where trust in a relationship begins. The trust begins as you reveal things about yourself that might be vulnerable. And it is in this stage of a relationship that vulnerability starts to come out. As trust builds, soon you're elbow deep in something that you think is perfect, until it's not. In certain relationships, like I talk about all the time, toxic or unhealthy relationships, once the person that is pretending knows enough about you to feel secure that they've gained your trust, their behaviors begin to change. And over time, you'll start realizing that you don't really connect with them like you used to. You no longer have the things in common that you thought you had in common with them in the beginning. And your values that you've held so true your whole life don't match with theirs at all. You begin to question yourself, and you begin accepting things that you probably wouldn't normally accept. You start agreeing to things you would not normally agree to. You're being criticized and ridiculed for your values, which they so admired in the beginning. What is happening? You wait patiently for the person from the beginning to come back. You're patient, you're kind, you're understanding, learning not to rock the boat so that you avoid conflict. How can it go from so good to so strangely uncomfortable so fast? And usually people can pinpoint exactly where it happened. Sometimes it's an event. Sometimes it is a change in scenery. Sometimes it's a move. Sometimes it's a change in job, but usually it's an event. And all of a sudden, it's uncomfortable. It's no longer that, I think I found my soulmate. I think I found my best friend. I love how tight-knit the family is. Now you go into corresponding and communicating with them with a little bit of hesitation, because everything that you revealed to them that you thought was trusting, you now feel is maybe not so trusting. So the answer of how could I not see it coming is this. The personality that your path has crossed with has completely different goals than you when forging into a relationship. And typically a person who practices like this, thus a toxic person, is somewhat insecure in themselves. And they seek security through taking advantage of others. They seek control over others. They seek power over others. They seek attention and admiration from others in order to feel the self-security that they don't have in themselves. In the blissful beginning of this relationship, you are the one that's supplying them with the attention and admiration. We all know what it's like when we meet a new friend. We want to spend time with them. We all know what it's like when we start dating. We want to spend time with them. They convince you of the greatness that this relationship is going to be, and they can keep you occupied with promises of the perfect relationship, all the while learning what they need to take control of not only you and the relationship, but also of your life. When enough information from you is gathered, they will begin transforming you from the one who feeds them with the admiration and attention to the one who gives them the feeling of power and control. And that exact transition is where you will feel the switch flip. How did it go from so good to so uncomfortable so fast? They've gained enough information to know your emotions and know how to control you with your emotions. And as soon as they understand how you operate and where they can take advantage, they switch you from the one who supplies them with attention and admiration into the one that supplies them with the feeling of power and control. Once this transformation happens, you will never truly see the person from the beginning again. You know, you may see glimpses of them, because when they start feeling threatened, they'll show that person again in order to keep you close. But that person in the beginning is a mirage of who you told them you were looking for. As your role in their life changes, you immediately begin to process trying to find them back. Where did they go? They were so nice in the beginning. Everything was perfect in the beginning. Where did that person go? Was it me? Did I change? Did I do something wrong? We start accommodating to fit their needs, hoping to please them enough to make that person come back. We step back from confrontation. We take the blame. We give up other things in our life to make sure that they have the attention. As time goes by, all your attention is on them, because you're always wondering what you need to do for acceptance and approval to make that person from the beginning come back. You want the relationship whole again. The feeling of, this is the best relationship I've ever had. This is the best friendship I've ever had. You're left seeking to find that back once this transition occurs. The truth is, now that they have you, they're not going to let you go, because it is the control that they hold over you that keeps them feeling secure. How would you know? How would you see this coming? Why do we have to sit here and watch for things like this? How would you understand that this is happening right before your eyes, when all the promises that they made in the beginning were real and sincere? Everything they liked about you was the things that you were good at, was the attributes that you liked about yourself, was the things that made you feel confident. They loved all that in the beginning. And now those are the same things that they criticize you about, and they belittle you about, and they poke fun of you about. You know, many spend months and years, even decades, trying to please somebody enough to feel that happiness that was once in the relationship. And this is why it's so hard for us to understand it. Happiness is not what they are seeking. You enter a relationship seeking happiness, seeking peace, seeking camaraderie, seeking companionship, seeking partnership, seeking friendship. Happiness is not what they are seeking. They are seeking security through the things that you can provide them. And it's self-security. It's not security in the relationship. It's 100% security in themselves in a selfish way. Once I understood the depth of the insecurity that was going on in my relationship and the course that it took because of that, I began making more sense to me as I tried to escape what I felt was a prison. You know, I think back, I was bonded out of desperation. I was bonded out of the wanting to be accepted. I was bonded out of hoping that person from the beginning would come back. My attention was glued to that person, not to make a wrong move, not to displease them, not to be in trouble. Because if I could just do everything right, that person from the beginning would come back. My life as I knew it, as I dreamed, was completely gone. Because now I no longer had dreams of my own. I no longer had aspirations. My only focus was to keep the toxic person happy, to keep the toxic person feeling secure so that I would be accepted and the person from the beginning would come back. And that relationship that I thought was going to be the best relationship ever would end up being the best relationship ever. You know, looking back, it's very clear as to what they were after. But standing in the middle of it was nothing but misunderstanding, chaos, and pain. I just posted something on the social media accounts this morning that said, the day I realized that I could not make an unhealthy relationship healthy was the day I changed the way I was thinking. You have to have the right components to make a healthy relationship. And if you don't have those, you can try and try and try, and you're never going to get anywhere. If you don't have two people that are seeking the same thing in a relationship, the relationship is not going to be what you want it to be. If from the beginning there's not a level of trust, there's not a level of honesty, there's not a level of healthiness, you spend your entire time in the relationship trying to bring the other person around into what you need them to be to have that healthy relationship and that happy relationship that you were seeking for in the beginning. But because each individual in a toxic relationship is in that relationship for different reasons, it's like putting a square peg in a round hole. It's not the right ingredients to make a healthy relationship. Now, how come you didn't see it coming? Because the person from the beginning was wearing a mask. Toxic people target good, kind, caring, loving people. So they know exactly how to act and exactly what to do at the beginning of a relationship to make you feel like they're trustworthy, to make you feel like you've just met your person, to make you feel like you just got to where you've wanted to be your whole life. So because it's a mask and because they're not in the relationship for the same thing as you, it's very difficult for you to spot this. It's very difficult for you to not see it coming. I didn't see it coming. All the promises of how great this relationship was going to be and how great the marriage was going to be and all this happiness that was going to come in our future, that's what I kept looking for. And every day in the toxic relationship that I was in, that promise and those visions of a happy life got farther and farther and farther away. And as it got farther away, I took it upon myself to accommodate, to try and make those things happen. There was no effort from the other person in the relationship. There was more promises and more things to look forward to if I would just change so that they would accept me, then the promises would come for wishing. Okay, promises never showed up. But once I was transitioned from the one who was supplying the attention and admiration into the one that was supplying the power and control, all I had was that one person, because it's the only thing I concentrated on. Toxic people, or people that are unhealthy for you, operate by a different set of rules. Rules that are driven by the need for self-security. Now, just like happiness, we're responsible to find our self-security in ourselves. Toxic people don't do that. Toxic people use other people to give them what they need to feel secure. They need attention, power, control, and admiration in order to feel secure. And the people that are in their lives are being used to supply them with one of those four things. If you are in a toxic person's life, you are supplying them with one of those four things, or you would not be in their life. You don't operate that way. You don't operate by that set of rules. You're in a relationship to make you better. You're in a relationship to better the other person. You're in a relationship to build something together. You don't step into a relationship thinking, I wonder what I can get from this person. And the longer we stay in it and the more they take from us, the farther and farther and farther away we get from being who we really are. I hear it all the time. People tell me they look in the mirror and they don't recognize the person looking back at them. That's because toxic people are identity thieves. And I have a podcast episode on toxic identity theft. If they can get you so on the treadmill, for lack of a better term, of acceptance and approval, the only thing you'll concentrate on is getting their acceptance and getting their approval. Because if you can do that, maybe the nice person will come back. If you've found yourself in something that follows this pattern, there is a way out. Because once you understand that they're seeking something completely different than you are, you can start the journey back to finding who you are. But why didn't you see it coming? You didn't see it coming because you didn't realize that there are certain people out there that enter into relationships for completely different reasons than you. Are they bad people? Toxic people aren't bad people. They might have been bad to you, but in reality, it's two different personalities trying to build something that does not have the right ingredients to be built. So stop trying to make an unhealthy relationship healthy. If the ingredients aren't there, it's not your job to fix it. It's not all your fault. You don't have to take the blame. You don't have to change who you are. You don't have to accommodate, and you don't have to lose yourself. Some things just don't work out. And I've said this probably 1,000 times on my podcast. I am a marriage advocate. I am remarried and I am happier than I have ever been. But I also know that if I wouldn't have been put through the relationships in my former life that I've been put through, I would not have the tools, I would not have the strength, and I would not have the independence to put into the relationship that I have now. So everything I went through was a lesson. And every lesson that I learned, I needed in my future. But when you're going through these lessons, it doesn't feel like something good will ever come out of it. So why didn't you see it coming? You didn't see it coming because you were both in it for two separate reasons. You still have a choice how your life plays out. This is not a life sentence. This is merely a lesson. I mentioned at the beginning about the $25 off of a one-time session. That code is 25, capital O, capital F, capital F. Some people decide to work with me on a more lengthy basis after that first session. Some people just do one session and then gather questions that they might need for, you know, a session 2 or 3 months down the road. But I am here for you. This is what you guys are why I do what I do. So don't feel like if you have questions that you can't ask me. The other thing I did want to announce is we're starting up another group session. I finished groups in September, and I'm looking to start another 8-week group session somewhere in November, depending on how schedules work out with those who want to be in them. So if you're interested in a group session, you can get a hold of me through Messenger, and I'll get you the details for that. The group sessions are done on Zoom. I take up to 4 people. It's the exact same course or class or program that my private clients go through. Two really, really good things that come out of the group session is you have an immediate support system. We meet once a week for 8 weeks, and you know the stories of these people and they know your story. So you immediately have a support system that know what's going on. So if you need to between classes, you can reach out for a little support from people who know more about your situation than say those in the support group. If you're not in the Strength Within support group, that is a private support group that I run online. It is made to keep positive in your life. I've mentioned several times, sorry, the toxic people aren't allowed in our support group. If you want to be in a support group that bashes the toxic people and talks bad about them all the time, you can go to one of those support groups. If you're looking for support and encouragement and forward motion and positivity, Strength Within is the support group for you. You can search it by Facebook and answer a few questions for approval to be in. So thanks again for listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, Rid Your Life of Toxic People. And please share this podcast. I get 4 or 5 messages a week thanking me for the podcast, and I had no idea I would reach as many people as I had. So if this podcast has been valuable to you, please share it with somebody who you might think it might be valuable to. And if you feel the need, I would love for some reviews on some of the bigger platforms. That would help me out a lot, and it would help me spread this information to more people who need it.